The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get passionate about sports talk. This is Cheap Shots with Luther Broughton and Micah Warren. These two talk with the experts and are the experts when it comes to what's hot, what's next, and what will be in the sports world. Let's get this show on the road. Here's Luther and Micah.
Welcome, 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 welcome to another special edition of Cheap Shots Radio. I'm
special.
With Luther Broughton. What's happening, Luther?
Special.
It's a very special episode. We got a lot to talk about today. We got football, finally.
Luther. Real football.
I thought we were excited for preseason.
Finally, real football. Starting this week, Blair. Real football.
So we're going to go through, and I was fine just going through previewing the games, which is fine, and telling you what we think. Luther wants to keep score. So now, first of all, I'm an awful prognosticator. So, Luther, if you lose this, you're bad. You're really bad.
What do you mean? We're starting week one. It's not right. Like we're picking the whole season today.
We're just picking. I'm saying at the end of the season, if I have better picks than you, then you're really bad at picking games. I'm awful. And we're not doing the spread either because I'm not getting into all that stuff. You're getting all that gambling stuff.
Now he wants to make rules.
You don't want to do the spread either. So we'll get into that. At some point, a lot of other stuff to talk about too, and obviously one of the big topics, and it's going to be. I know a lot of people don't like it, but it's going to be for a little while a big deal.
Yeah,
and that's Michael Sam. And there's a couple things. First of all, we get word that the Cowboys are looking to sign him to their practice squad, pending him passing a physical.
Physical. Yeah.
And the other thing is, why has it taken so long? He is one of only what?
So long. What do you mean so long? This is the beginning of the season. I'm all over this because on one side I'm completely annoyed by all the attention for a seventh rounder, but I'm not an idiot. I understand that this is a story. It's a big deal, and when it's not a big deal, we'll be okay. Mm-hmm. Secondly. A lot of people are making these statements as claims and true facts and without knowing anything. And I'm not saying you don't know anything. They're just throwing blanket statements out there as if it's true. But this isn't long, Micah. I played football. It's not long to wait through the weekend to get signed to a practice squad. Some guys don't get signed.
No, I understand that, but
Micah, that's what I'm saying. How good he was, Micah. We saw some highlights.
Right.
We don't know how really good he was, Micah. If he was really that good, somebody would have plucked him up almost immediately to a roster. We haven't seen the film. We saw him get a couple sacks on highlights, and I don't want to downplay getting to the quarterback. I don't care if he was playing against the third team, second, whatever. He got to the quarterback. I don't care if there was a bust in assignments. He got to the quarterback, and he hustles. But, Michael, and I'm saying this from experience. Those coaches and those scouts they're kind of crazy. Dude, they sit in all day, and they watch film. They watch film over and over and over and over. Dude, they get – and I'm going to tell you, in the preseason, practice film means so much. That's another thing. Dude, the Eagles, my rookie year, dude, I played like, I don't know, maybe 15 preseason plays. Maybe. I made the team. I remember Ray Rhodes telling me, this is your game. Before walking out of the elevator to go downstairs to go to practice, he said, you got a game today. Go play. It's your game. Every day is your game. And that film goes out. People in preseason, people get practice films. No, I don't want
And I haven't seen the film yet, so I can't say he was bad or average. I'm just saying, if he was that good on film overall, someone would have snapped him up. Nonetheless, this is less than a week after he got cut, and he's about to be on someone's roster and have a chance to be one of the 58. Wait, it's 10 on the practice squad now, right?
Now it's 10. That's 320 practice squad.
One of the 63.
Squad.
That's one of the 63, dude. Stephen Hill just got signed today. He was a second rounder. He was a high second rounder.
He's terrible.
He can't catch. But he got signed today. Micah, this isn't a long time. I'm telling you from experience, this isn't long. This isn't some huge long wait. People are making a bigger deal out of it because of the whole Michael Sam or the whole I'm gay, I'm coming out, I'm the first guy. Everybody wants to review that and have something to say about it. I'm sorry, but it hasn't been a really long time. I've been through this before myself.
You haven't, though. Never with a gaper. This is the only time.
No, I'm talking about getting cut. See, that's different.
That's different. I get all that.
He got cut, and he got picked up. He's about to get picked up less than a week later. That's not a long time.
For what he showed, I think it is. I agree. I know what you're saying.
But, Micah, that's what I'm saying. For what he showed, we didn't really see him. We saw him make a couple. Well, they're going to show every positive thing he did in the preseason and make it seem as if he's Reggie White. We saw him get 2.5 sacks in 4 games. Great. But that's all we saw. That's all we saw. We don't know if he's blowing assignments. We don't know if he's just not making enough plays. We don't know. We saw a few plays, and I'm sorry, I can't base it. I can't go out and say he's been really good and he's good enough to play based on the highlights I saw on ESPN.
But okay, now fair enough. But when you talk about getting to the quarterback, I mean, when Runyon used to go against Strahan would lose every battle but two. He'd get Donovan twice, and they'd be like, Strahan whooped his ass. He beat him twice.
Yeah,
but that's the power of getting to the quarterback. He showed that. To me, I'm not saying put him on a 53-man roster because, again, I agree with you.
To be on someone's roster.
He has practice squad written all over him. That's what I saw, and that's why I thought.
And he's about to be on a practice squad. Teams are just finished filling out their practice squad roster. I'm sorry. I'm gonna beat it like a dead horse. This hasn't been a long time. Now, if you want to get to the a real argument
people are saying he's an SEC player of the year. There's no way he should have slipped to the seventh round. I think that's valid, but when it gets down to it, he was crappy postseason. He had a crappy combine. He was slow. He didn't look good. However, when that happens and you get on a squad, then you produce in the preseason, which he did. So he proved that he belongs, sort of. So let's let him continue to go forward. You pressed it earlier, but I don't want to talk about Michael Sam every week just because he's the first openly gay guy, and I don't want to kind of base all my opinions on a few plays, you know, and I keep saying it over and over because that's been my argument, not only with you, with a lot of people. Like, I don't know enough. That's just like someone asked me today because they were talking about McNabb's comments about Foles, if I thought he was a franchise quarterback, and I'm like, dude, he's got like 10 games. How the hell am I supposed to know that right now?
And look, I don't disagree with that.
I see where you're going at.
One of the reasons is, now, Luther, I would be 100% on board with everything you said if he was a first round of cuts guy. If it was first round of cuts, you're like, damn, he didn't even get close. He was one of the last guys to get released. And on a team that's extremely deep at the position, he had getting drafted by the Rams, other than for posturing and I got drafted and all that. Really didn't do him any favors. He did not have a great shot of making the Rams. I think it's great that he's going to the Cowboys. He could be starting soon. they need tons of help over there. But that's kind of my point. Why didn't a Cowboys team say, we have a lousy defense, we can need all the help we can get? And I believe Jeff Fisher when he said, the only reason we didn't practice squat him is because they're deep at that position, and we have way many other holes, which is true. I can understand the Rams not practice squatting him.
I never thought he'd make the Rams team simply because they were so deep at that position.
Right.
But unless he was just absolutely lights out in the preseason. But, you know, the guy's going to get a chance to play. Guess what he's going to be doing next week? He's going to be in a six-figure employee next week. Because practice squad members make over $100,000 a year.
With Do the they chance now? To,
yes, with the chance to be on someone's 53 each and every week. And guess what? He's technically a free agent. He can be signed on someone's roster any day now. So if he's good enough, he's going to play. Plain and simple.
And that's
if he's
my
good
thing,
enough,
Luther.
He's going
to
play.
I don't want this guy to play in the NFL because he's gay. Doesn't matter. I don't want him to not play in the NFL because he's gay. Because I thought, and you and I kind of agreed on this, but when he first got drafted, our thing was kind of like, I just wish he was better. You know, you would want the first guy to,
exactly.
you know, to be awesome.
I would want him to be a stud on the team. I just thought, look, I'm kind of surprised that he got the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. He had 11 and a half sacks, and he had 9 sacks in 3 games. And he did nothing down the stretch. But that's not to take away from what he was accomplished at Missouri. He was accomplished at Missouri. When it gets down to it, he's not a huge defensive end. So he needs to be able to play some special teams right now because he's a smallest defensive end, and that's one thing that probably hindered him. Because he's a smallest defensive end who can't really run, so he's not going to be on your punt team, punt return team. He might be on the kickoff return team as one of the front guys, not front guys, as one of the back guys, maybe wedge guys. But I don't know how much special teams he can play. If he was faster and was able to play more special teams, that he would have probably made the Rams team. That, you know, it would have made it even tougher for them to move on without him. But you know, the guy has an opportunity to play good for him.
No, and I agree. And Jeff Fisher said that they didn't take into account special teams, but yeah, I'll believe an NFL head coach someday, right?
exactly.
But I will say this, based on what we saw in the preseason, and this is not so much in support of Sam but condemning Marcus Smith.
Oh, God.
Who would you rather have?
I bet I'd rather have, based on the few plays that I've seen from both of them, I'd take Michael Sam, and he's a seventh rounder. Dude, naturally, an Eagles defensive end getting drafted in the first round, that person's going to suck anyways. That's typically how we do it.
That's usually how we do it. Anyway, look, we got to take a break. We're going to come back and get into some more of the upcoming games this week.
Yeah, let's not talk about Michael Sam when we come back.
I thought we got through it. We got everyone's alive. We're all right.
Not that horse. That horse is dead. We've beaten the
crap. Anyway, we'll be back on the other side. This is Cheap Shots.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Lockdown Coverage.
Get ready to talk sports with the big guys. Tune in to Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis every Tuesday for the inside and outside of the business of sports. Keith and his guests will provide expert commentary and answer all of your burning questions about your favorite team, the players, and what's next. It's time to have fun with the game. Listen for Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis and his favorite co-hosts every Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. The talk doesn't get any hotter.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time. Get ready for an unpredictable, fun, and sometimes sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at
the shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You're on Cheap Shots with Luther Broughton and Micah Warren. Get in on the shots by giving us a call now at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or tweet us now at hashtag Cheap Shots. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, feel free to give us a shout, 888-346-9144. We're just kicking things around. Luther, I wanted to ask you something because I heard something earlier on Philadelphia radio. Are you a Sal Powell fan?
Yeah, I like South Powell.
I mean, I'm just not. And he's on with Mike Missinelli earlier.
Hold on. We got some breaking news. Wes Welker has been banned 4 games for the use of amphetamines.
Are you serious?
That just came out.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's random.
Wow, that's a... Wow. And that's, you know what, and Luther, we talk about this a lot. We talk about, oh, he got suspended for pot for this. If it's for performance-enhancing drugs, that I understand the NFL having a problem with. Now you're screwing with the integrity of the game.
Yeah. That's it just popped up on my phone. So it's, I don't know what to say about that. I was wondering if it was Wes Welker decided to retire because of concussions, and here we go. He's banned for amphetamines. Maybe that's what caused him to miss a couple of those balls in the Super Bowl. Will slip. Maybe he used some slick amphetamines.
Very slippery amphetamines. Well, I'm glad I didn't grab it. It was between him and someone else. I can't forget. Might have been Michael Floyd last night in a fantasy draft I did. Now I'm glad I didn't go with Welker. But anyway, get back to Sal Powell, because this really bothers me. It bothers me when people talk and say stuff like this in the media. It just drives me nuts. So he's on with Mike Missinelli talking about the Eagles, and he's saying how I think they're going to come out of the NFC for the Super Bowl, and whatever, I don't care. I know we're doing some predictions and stuff on the show, but I really don't care about that stuff when media talk. You know, Peter King thinks the Eagles are going to get home field. Who cares what he thinks? So he mentions
I think you kind of care.
So he mentions two teams that the Eagles are going to have to deal with, and it's the Seahawks and the Packers. And he's working that game this week, and he said, and I'll be watching both teams very closely. What does that mean? Watching them closely how? Like, what are you talking about? Like, he's going to be keeping an eye on this game closer than you and I will, Luther. Like, what is that? It's so ridiculous.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Could you imagine if I was like, Luther, I watched that game very close. Or are you going to go back and look at tape or something? Are you going to stare a little harder at the quarterback when the play starts? Just that stuff kills me. I can't stand that stuff. So speaking of which, because I'm great at segues. Let's look at – that's the first game of the week. We got football. That's – what's today? So 2 days we got Green Bay in Seattle. Green Bay is in Seattle.
We got real football, man. I am so happy. I'm thinking we got real football. I'm thinking we don't have to talk about off-season crap. We don't have to talk about Ursay getting suspended and all that crap.
We could.
Actually, we do, but we'll talk about that later. First game, Green Bay at Seattle. I don't think the defending champions are going to lose at home first game. I know Aaron Rodgers is back 100% healthy. It's the first game, but that 12th man is going to be up and ready.
All right, so you're taking Seattle then?
I'm taking Seattle. I really think they're going to be hard to stop again this year.
Yeah, I'm going to take Seattle in that too. But I do want to say one thing about the Thursday night game of the opening week Thursday night game. It's a lot like the new NFL draft format for me, where you give me that first round on the first night, and then I got to wait
until Sunday.
That's a killer. You get all amped up Thursday night football, and then it's silence for 3 days.
Dude, I hate the new draft concept because it's ruined years of draft day parties. We would go to my buddy Trevor's house, and we'd start early in the morning getting ready. President would come over, smoke a whole damn pig.
I thought you were going to say smoke something else. I was like, I don't know if you want to say that on the air, but go ahead.
I don't smoke. He'd smoke whatever kind of animal, and we'd have tons of alcohol. And we'd watch the draft all day and yell at our team's sixth-round pick of how terrible of a pick that was.
Right.
Because at that point, we're hammered. Who cares about the team's sixth-round pick? Why are we arguing about that guy? But we're hammered. And then we sober up for about 45 minutes and take a shower and go hang out uptown Charlotte. And it was the best. And then on Sunday, we watched the rest of our picks when guys like Luther get drafted. But now it's all changed. It's Thursday night. Hey, prime time. Let's make some more money. And then Friday night and Saturday. And I'm like, man, let's do it 1 day already, 2 days already like it used to be. But hey, it's all about that money.
I remember when I first started dating my wife and she said, well, what are you doing this weekend? I said, look, the draft's on. And I'm not kidding. You're welcome to come by. I watch the entire thing. And she's like, that's okay. I was like, I'm not joking. It's not over.
I'm telling you now. It's not
all of it.
We can't take 10, 15 minutes off to go do this or do that. I'm watching the draft.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm watching the draft. I don't care how boring it is. I'm watching the draft.
And to her credit, she sat there the entire full 2 days on the couch watching the draft with me. And this is when I lived in North Jersey. So then after the draft, I found – because I was living in North Jersey, I found like Jets draft recap. So I clicked on that, and she's like, all right, now this is ridiculous. I was like, all right, fair enough. Fair enough. You sat through 2 days of the draft. I won't put Jets draft recap. I'm not even a Jets fan, but I just wanted more draft. I couldn't get enough of it. And they do know that, Luther. They know we can't get – huh?
More cowbell.
They know it, and they know it. That's why they screw with us, and they do what they want with the draft because they know we're not going anywhere. They know it. So next up – Next up, New Orleans is in Atlanta. Wow. I don't know how people gamble. I really don't. I don't even know what the spread is on that, and I wouldn't touch that.
They have money, and they have problems. Dude, addicts, they're going to gamble regardless. And even normal cats who aren't addicts, they're going to bet on their team. Everybody thinks they know. That's why we have all these millionaires from gambling, because they just know. They know. It's like, really? You knew? You knew. Before the game, you knew they were going to win by at least 2 touchdowns. You knew. You knew, right? So why didn't you bet your whole channel? You knew? Shut up. You didn't know. If that was the case, then I should invest in you.
The guy that bought the Clippers, right? Isn't that where he made his money? Do you ever hear any of these mega millionaire, billionaire guys like, well, how'd you make your money? Gambling.
Who?
Counting cards.
You said the guy that bought the Clippers.
I'm kidding. Like any of these mega rich guys that really buy teams and stuff like that. It's always Jeffrey Lurie made his money in movie production. Norman Braman, didn't he make his money in trucking or something like that? There are always Paul Allen was Microsoft or whatever. You never hear anyone say I made it.
I made my money gambling because I know. Anyways, New Orleans and Atlanta. I don't trust Atlanta. I don't know. Their running back situation, is Steven Jackson ever going to be healthy again? I think he's kind of done. That offensive line is they've been injured all – they've had more injuries this off season, and I don't think they're that good. Julio's probably going to get hurt this week walking home. So I'm taking the Saints.
Well, yeah, you're right. Sam Baker's done for the year, and although that new Matthews kid looks legit – he looks like
they still just lost a starter. So they would have had a starter, Baker and Matthews. Now they had Matthews move to his spot, and we'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to take New Orleans, too. Do you notice what I'm doing? I'm going to wait for you to make your pick and then say,
I agree. You're just taking all the picks I'm making. You pick next, Dan.
I have to. All right, I'll go first this time. Cincinnati's in Baltimore. Oh, I don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. See, this is my problem, too, is week one. You just don't know anything about any of these teams.
Don't know anything about anybody.
And for what it's worth, I think week one and week two of the NFL is the biggest – I'm trying to think of the word I want here. We want to know who's who, and we try to make – we try to figure out who's who in week one and two, and you don't know. You don't know if that team that you thought was going to be great really stinks.
College football is so stupid. Please tell me why you have to have preseason rankings. Why can't you wait until week four? What's stopping you from waiting? We just saw a top 18 get destroyed. South Carolina was destroyed by Texas A&M, who was ranked what? Were they even ranked? Just wait until like week four, and then we can put something together. You can't just come in and say, I'm going to marry this chick, and then you guys – go out on a date and you realize that she chews with her mouth open and you can't stand that. Your sex is completely incompatible. You should have waited after 4 or 5 months and then like, oh man, I don't think I can stay with her. Just wait 4 weeks and then do a pre-draft ranking. You don't have to do preseason rankings.
You can't propose on Match.com.
You can't propose. That's like proposing on Match.com. And then she comes over and she's my size. That you're like, that's not you in the picture. She's like, yeah, that's me, but that was seventh grade. She gets over there, she looks like me. And you're like, I don't feel bad, but you have to go.
Can that's I have my
like
ring back?
On Match.com. Yeah, exactly. And she's like, no, you better sue me. But yeah, I whatever. So let's pick this.
So Cincy in Baltimore, I'll take Cincinnati. I'll take Cincinnati.
On the road? Hmm. Yeah, I think I hate agreeing with you, so I'm gonna go ahead and go against. I'm gonna go against you this time.
Take who you think's gonna win. Don't worry about it because it's a long season and it'll all work itself out.
I think actually, you know, with the wife beater not there and that defense, I keep wanting to give the Ravens their old defense.
I know it's gone.
The Ravens defense, but it's gone. Andy Dalton is going to come in there riding high with A.J. Green, but I still say Baltimore wins at home. They win at home in a close one. Steve Smith has a huge catch, and the Panther fans freak out again.
Buffalo in Chicago. I'm going to waste approximately Chicago. 3 seconds on that.
Yes, we just moved on.
Yeah. Chicago. Washington is in Houston.
I'm going with Houston. I'm sorry. The Washington looked like crap in the preseason. I think
Houston.
I'm not high on Houston. This is like you and Rashard Jennings. I think the Redskins stink, and I think Houston is gonna be a surprise team. I don't think they're as bad as they were last year. I think they had an avalanche and it snowballed and Matt Schaub's not even starting in Oakland. They got rid of him. Well, they don't have a great quarterback, but they just don't have a guy who throws pick sixes every four passes. So I think they're gonna have a bit of a resurgence. New coach had a number one overall pick, some good draft picks. So I'm picking Houston in a bit of an upset here.
Yeah, I don't know if that's an upset. I'm taking Washington. We got to go to a break, but I'm going to sneak one in. Are we agreement
before that Pittsburgh- we go to a break? Let's not sneak one in. I just got a text message saying Welker got suspended for taking Molly at the Kentucky Derby. You know what Molly is, right?
I've heard it. Why don't you enlighten the audience? Huh?
Supposedly ecstasy.
Whoever, I never heard it called Molly before.
Really? So you
how is that performing? How is that performance enhancing?
It's amphetamines.
It makes you want to lay on a couch, smoke cigarettes, and chew on lollipops. Not go lift weights.
It makes you want to do it a lot. But listen,
we got to go to break.
It's banned.
All right, it's banned. I get it. But we'll come back and we'll let you talk about all the Molly you want when we get back. We will be back on the other side talking more about ecstasy and drugs. This is Cheap Shots.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bitch his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
This week on The Revolution with Jim and Trav, that's presented by Outdoor Channel.
We're going after elk, and our hunting party will include executive producer of Realtree Outdoors, David Blanton, outdoor writer Tim McWelch, Cabela's optics manager, Phil Severinsen, and award-winning author, Keith McCafferty.
Did you know that elk threaten each other by curling back their upper lip, grinding their teeth, and hissing softly? That's what Jim does!
And it's presented to you by Outdoor Channel at OutdoorChannel.com.
Friday afternoons at 1 Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You're on Cheap Shots with Luther Broughton and Micah Warren. Get in on the shots by giving us a call now at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or tweet us now at hashtag Cheap Shots. Now, back to the show.
Okay, so Luther, this is what it looks like happened. It looked like he doubled down. Wes Welker, we're talking about Wes Welker. So he took MDMA, Molly, Ecstasy, E, Evelyn, whatever you want to call it. But it was cut with amphetamine, so the MDMA triggered...
That's what I'm saying!
The MDMA triggered the substance abuse policy, and the amphetamines it was cut with triggered the PED policy. Way to go, Wes Welker, you moron!
Yeah. The MDMA wouldn't have triggered a suspension. It would have been, I think it would have been his first violation. It wouldn't have been a suspension. But you're right. Amphetamines is one strike. That's PEDs. PEDs are one strike. And that's four games. At least he can get healthy from his
concussions.
His concussions now. Who knows?
Boy, that's
Wow.
Does Wes Welker ever I don't know this for sure. I don't know the guy personally. Does he always seem to be like maybe he's like a, not as good of a dude as we kind of think? Like you always kind of think of him as
he seems a little douchey.
Yeah, like remember the foot thing with the press?
That was funny though.
Funny, but it got him suspended for the first quarter or something like that?
Yeah.
I had a problem with, but whatever.
He probably got that good stuff from Walter White.
Now you're just ripping off PFT jokes. And that wasn't MDMA. That's meth. You know what? Shame on Florio. Shame on Florio for making... Wait. I hear the Walter White's in the crowd try to claim the comments and Twitter that MDMA and amphetamines are the same thing. They're not. But Walter White was a... He cooked meth, not ecstasy. Meth is a very, very low-level drug. If you're doing meth, you got that's some serious problems. Ecstasy, you could just say I was partying for the weekend. So there's your drug lesson for the day.
Yeah, let's go to the next game. Tennessee is in Kansas City.
Wait,
you never picked the Washington-Houston game.
I did. I took Washington.
I picked Houston.
I took Washington.
Are you writing this stuff down?
Yes. I got to do everything.
I'm not.
No, you don't. I'll put it in a spreadsheet just for you.
It's not like we can't go back and listen to the podcast or the show on Voice America Sports and get your picks again. It'll be there.
Well, it's a lot easier to read off of a piece of paper than to go back and listen to an hour radio show. Tennessee's in Kansas City. I'm sticking with Kansas City.
Yeah, me too. As long as they don't get a 20-something point lead, they should be fine.
I don't love Tennessee this year, and maybe for good reason.
When's the last time you've loved Tennessee?
When did Steve McNair die?
It's been a while.
That was not right. That wasn't right. It's internet. We can get away with a little more. And he was with the Ravens before that anyway. But no, honestly, it was back when Steve McNair was probably quarterback.
Yeah, they've been pretty average for a long time. They've been consistently average.
Yeah, they're just okay. Right. But again, you don't have the quarterback. You know, who knows with Jake Locker? We'll see. New England's in Miami. Do you want to think about that?
No, I got New England.
I mean, Miami's got to show me something before. Do we need to even?
Right, Miami. I hope they've learned from that huge bullying episode last year. And I know you can hear the sarcasm in my voice, but I don't know, man. I think I really think their quarterback has a chance to step up this year and be good. But I don't think they're going to win this game.
I don't either. You know, you made an offhand comment about the bullying episode, but there is kind of a serious point in that, in which they are cleaning out Jeff Ireland's mistakes. He has destroyed that team. They just cut Daniel Thomas, who Jeff Ireland had to have. He traded up in the second round to get him. And
nobody's talking about him getting cut, but we're talking about Michael Sam.
Oh, Jesus.
My bad. I had to throw a jab.
You know what? Maybe more should have been made of that, because it was only 3 years ago they traded up to take him in the second round. He held that running back situation.
It was only 3 years ago.
He held that running back situation hostage.
You're right.
So we're taking New England.
Should have played Lamar Miller. Yeah, New England.
It looks like Knowshon's going to get the bulk of the carries.
If he stays healthy, I think Knowshon is a decent back.
Oakland is in New York.
I'm taking New York. New York is at home. Oakland's playing a rookie at quarterback. Say what you want about Rex Ryan, but he's going to blitz the stuff out of that dude. He's gonna put pressure on that young guy. They may not be have a lot of depth at cornerback, but they're gonna get to that quarterback and rattle that quarterback. I got New York at home,
and that's a lousy offensive line too. And all 17 Jets fans are gonna be just screaming so loud it's gonna be tough for him to hear. But I'm taking Oakland.
Nice.
I don't know why I have a soft spot in my heart for the Raiders since that Super Bowl where they got killed, and they have been terrible ever since, and not even competitive ever since.
That was my team growing up. So I want to pick them, but I think Rex Ryan is going to light that young quarterback up.
See, you're using reason and logic, and I agree with the reason and logic, but that's what I tend to do, and I'm always wrong, so I'm going to go against that.
I'm reasonable and logical.
I'm going to shun my instincts. Jacksonville's in Philadelphia.
Unshun. If you watch The Office, you know what I'm saying.
I watch The Office. I even watch the British version. That's how, yeah.
Oh, the British version is hilarious, by the way. Do you watch Luther? Have you watched the show Luther on BBC?
No, I've seen the advertisements for it.
With my actually stunt double, basically Idris Elba. Mm-mm. We look very similar.
Is it worth finding?
Yes, it's on Netflix as well and Amazon Prime. Watch the show Luther. It's pretty good.
Is it a comedy?
Anyway,
no,
it's not a comedy.
Well, is there a lot of blood and shooting and violence? Because my wife's not going to watch it.
I didn't tell you. I told you to watch it. I didn't say you and Lindsay watch it. It's a cop show. And there's some violence.
All right. I could probably get that buyer.
Yeah, you're so kept.
Anyway, oh, stop.
Jacksonville and Philly.
Jacksonville's in Philly. I'm taking the Eagles. I just don't. Until Jacksonville shows me any kind of life.
Yeah, and I tell you what. Speaking of rookies, that Blake Bortles, that guy can throw it. He's got a cannon on his arm.
He can spin it a little bit, right?
He can spin it. I can't wait to see him play against real football. I can't wait to see him play a regular season game and see what he's got.
it kind of makes you excited. If you're an Eagles fan, you have to be happy. I know this sounds stupid, but you have to be happy you're getting Jacksonville early, because Bortles is going to get in there at some point. That could change a lot of things. Allen Robinson's eventually getting healthy, the second-round pick out of Penn State. Marquise Lee's been off to a slow start. I'm not going to wait for him to catch on.
No, he played okay. He had a huge catch one of the final preseason games.
Lead it.
Yeah, he had like a 53-yarder from Bortles.
Get used to it.
Yeah, I think they're going to be good. But I'm still taking the Eagles. I think the Eagles' offense is just too much.
Indeed, and Jacksonville's offense just isn't enough.
Yeah, that's basically it, because the Eagles' defense, they look like a sieve again.
Cleveland's in Pittsburgh. Is there any chance Manziel gets into this game? If they're getting blown out, do you throw Manziel out there?
Well, no, Manziel's going to get some. He's going to get some time. They're going to play this. They're going to play him a little bit, is what I heard. He's going. I think he's got a package. Well. Oh, that just doesn't sound right. I think he's got a package of plays. A package of plays. Anyways, I'm taking Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm taking Pittsburgh, too. I'm just kind of curious what Cleveland does and how they play that. I don't know if you remember. It was before you were in Philadelphia. This was 85.
Really?
When Randall
before
Cunningham
got... Before I was in Philadelphia, really? I was 11 in 85.
You were what?
11 years old. Are you really thinking I'm that old?
No, remember this, because I don't know how much football you watched back then. And don't forget, the flow of information was not the same as it is now. I have access to everything now. When we were kids, you had the local news, and that was about it.
You're saying before I played in Philly. That's a shame.
So I don't know if you remember this, but in 85, in Randall Cunningham's rookie year, if it got to, you know, Ron Jaworski was the starter. If it got to 3rd and 12, 3rd and 15, they would bring Randall out for their down. And that was like their system. I mean,
wow.
I'd never seen anybody do it, but I wouldn't be surprised. What if they do that, something like that with Manziel? All right, 3rd and 15, send him out.
He would lose it. Anyway, Minnesota and St. Louis is on the clock. Minnesota at St. Louis. St. Louis just doesn't have a quarterback. Well, we don't know.
Sean
Hill is as good as what Sam Bradford has done in the league.
But their offensive line isn't that good, and I don't love their running game.
They don't have any running backs.
They don't.
But they have a hell of a defensive line, and against a team that has shown that they can't pass the ball, even with 12 men in a box to stop Adrian Peterson. So, interesting.
I took St. Louis.
You took St. Louis. I'm taking Minnesota on the road with the change of quarterback situation and the offensive skill guys. Yeah. So and
You don't love either team, but that's why it's a good matchup.
Yeah. No Michael Sam either. I'm taking Minnesota.
Geez. See, you just can't help yourself. San Fran is in Dallas.
Oh, I think San Fran's taking a step back this year, even though Dallas has that horrible defense. I'm going with the upset at home. I think San Fran has picked the win. As much as I hate Dallas, I think they beat San Fran.
You know who else agrees with you? Sal Palantonio. That's what he said today. Dallas wins that
Not
game.
That matters.
I love the certainty with which it's said. Oh, Dallas is going to win that game. You don't know. Go watch Green Bay Seattle game.
Why don't you make your pick then?
I'm taking San Fran, and then we have to go to break, and we'll wrap up our picks for the week. We got 4 games after that, and then we'll maybe talk some Jim Irsay if you can handle it, and if you behave yourself during the break. So,
I'm going online and try to find leaked pictures of
celebrities.
Kate Hudson. Not Kate Hudson.
So Luther might be busy when we get back.
Kate Upton.
Yeah, we'll hear all about it on the other side. We're heading to our 4th segment. This is Cheap Shot.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports. The job of a professional athlete is never complete. In Life After the Game, host Lamar Campbell will take an inside look at how athletes are making the transition from the professional athletics world to the professional business world. You'll understand the goals, motivations, and personalities that drive these players off the field and in their post-professional career. Tune in to Life After the Game with Lamar Campbell every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network, and let's talk football.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You're on Cheap Shots with Luther Broughton and Micah Warren. Get in on the shots by giving us a call now at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or tweet us now at hashtag Cheap Shots. Now, back to the show.
I'm kind of enjoying our little going in and coming out music. I get a little dance, little groove going on.
I kind of dig it, too.
I dig it. I'm glad I picked that.
Yeah, you picked it. You should dig it. So we're gonna finish up this week's games picks, as we realize we can't do this every week because we have an hour a week and we ain't spending 40 minutes a week doing game picks.
Hell no. We can just read our picks.
We'll post them online on our website, cheapshotsradio.com, as far as you know. And I guess I should give out social media links, facebook.com/cheapshotsradio. You can do a search for Cheap Shots, the Psychos. You'll find our inappropriate group where we say all sorts of things and argue with each other and aren't even arguing the same point half the time. Let's do a caller to break up all these game picks. We got Marty from Florida on the line. Marty, what's happening? You're on Cheap Shots.
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening, brother?
Luther, it's Marty.
Hey. Marty, what's happening, dude?
Saying it was Yagi-san.
Marty from Florida. Marty went to Furman with me, man. That's right, big time college.
I'm sorry,
Marty.
What's up, man?
What do you have for us?
Oh well, I just this is my first time tuning in, and I just tuned in a little bit ago, and I caught the tail end of y'all's discussion about Welker, and I just saw the news too. But I think I don't know if y'all mentioned it. I may have missed it, but I'm pretty sure he just probably took somebody's Ritalin or Adderall or something like that.
Apparently he took ecstasy that was cut with amphetamines.
Oh, that's the really?
Yes, at the Kentucky Derby. So he was having a good time. It cost him a quarter of a South Dakota.
I was thinking it was probably something more boring and harmless, but
nope.
I do remember seeing him there at the Derby. He seemed like he was having a good time.
So you sold
him. He was having
him
a real good time.
You sold him his bad cut ecstasy, huh? His ecstasy cut with amphetamines. Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Learn some every day. Learn some
Marty,
every day.
Who's your team, right, Marty? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Who's your team?
Who's my team? I don't really have one. I'm kind of a I just enjoy watching everybody. I'm down here in Ormond Beach, Florida. I tried to like the Jags when they first came on the scene, but it never really took.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to like the Jags.
I kind of watch the Dolphins some. Not a huge Bucs fan, but really, I just kind of.
Let's get you on the Eagles bandwagon this year, then. How about that?
I do like the Eagles. I was a Vic fan, even through all the dog business. I got two pit bulls of my own, but. you know, I just always like watching him play. He's a heck of an athlete.
Yep. Got a question for you before we have to move on. Who is your preliminary? And I know this is super early. You don't have to guarantee it, but who's your Super Bowl pick for this season? You think Seattle can repeat? Oh, you got somebody else?
I'm gonna say. I think if I had to pick, I would say I think Seattle's got it in on the repeat.
Wow, it's hard to do. That's really hard.
Still looking good. I think Russell Wilson's maturing, and not that he was that far off to begin with. I think Lynch is going to have another decent year. I don't think he's going to break down like everybody thinks.
And plus, they drafted a guy.
Just drafted him in the first round. He better not break down.
I took him in the. I had the 10 spot in my draft, and I took him.
He fell at 10 because he fell to 8.
Speaking of, I had a draft last night. I had the 7th pick. Guess who I got? Jamal freaking Charles. Everybody started making a run on quarterbacks. Unbelievable. Anyway,
well, you ought to win that league.
I should, based on those stupid picks.
Except he probably messed up the rest of the draft.
I totally did.
Hello?
Yeah. But, hey, Marty, we got to roll. I appreciate you calling, man. Good luck this season with your Florida football teams.
All right, we lost Marty. But thanks for calling, Marty. Oh, always good to hear from you. Broke up the football pick stuff.
Right. Where are we? Let's run through this.
We got thing. 4 games left. Let's just bang it out. Bang it out.
Oh, that's what she said.
Yep.
Carolina, Tampa Bay.
That's your squad. What are you going to do?
I'm biased, and I'm going with the home team.
Tampa Bay is home.
No, my home team, damn it. I live in Charlotte. Carolina wins that.
Yeah, okay. No one calls the home team the team from where they're from. They're the away team. Just say it right, Luther.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking Tampa Bay.
All right, whatever.
I am. I think they could surprise some people. I really do.
Indiana, Denver. We've moved on. I cut you off because you embarrassed me on in the public. Indiana, Denver. I think with Welker drugging the Indiana team, that Denver's going to come out and win this one.
Yeah, I'm picking Denver, too. It sounded like you wanted to pick Indy there.
No, I don't want to pick Indy.
And for what it's worth, in terms of teams playing on the road in Denver at the altitude, I remember talking to a strength and conditioning coach years ago named Mother Dunn. I don't know if you remember him, Luther. He was Joe Gibbs' strength and conditioning coach, Jim Fossil. And the Giants were playing in Denver. It was actually the night before 9/11, the Monday night game. So I asked him how long you have to be out there to get acclimated to the altitude. And he said it would take a full 2 weeks to get everybody used to it. I mean, what kind of home field advantage is that?
Yeah. That's like playing on a vet.
Yeah, exactly. It's very similar, except that was I-95 painted green. And I mean, you got guys out there just wheezing because you're a mile above, you know, of sea level, and they're used to it, and you aren't. Here's a barn burner for you, Luther. I know you've been watching this. Since the schedule came out, you've been staring at this game. The Giants at Detroit on Monday night.
I got Detroit. The Giants look like hell this offseason. I thought you remember earlier we talked about it and I picked the Giants to make a comeback and this, that, and the other. Gosh, they've looked terrible, man. So I'm picking Detroit at home.
I'm taking Detroit too. The Giants are, until I see otherwise, they're pretty awful. And then we have San Diego in Arizona. That actually could be a pretty good game. Arizona's got a decent
game. Yeah, San Diego and Arizona.
No Dockett, no Darrell Washington.
Yeah, and they do have Carson Palmer at quarterback, so I'm picking San Diego. I just don't trust Carson Palmer.
I'm taking San Diego as well. So that finishes up our pick. So we're done with that, and then next week we can go back and see who won. It's probably you.
That's always
the case. Before we go, Jim Irsay, the Colts owner, who... He got popped for driving hammered on pills and booze and all that. So it comes down, his suspension comes out now. He's suspended for 6 games, fined $500,000. First of all, what does a suspended
owner? What the hell is a suspended owner? He's got a longer vacation? I mean, what the hell is he going to do? He's going to travel abroad for a month and a half, and he doesn't have an extra $500,000 out of his billion to spend. Whatever, man. Whatever. If you want to hit him where it hurts, take a draft pick.
Agreed.
Take a draft pick or two. I mean, you're suspending guy. Wes Welker just got suspended 4 games, and he's an actual football player. When he's suspended 4 games, it hurts.
Yeah.
What the hell is suspending Ursay going to do? Welker took some ecstasy, got 4 games, and a quarter of his salary. A quarter of his salary, $500 million, that's not really hurting Ursay.
That's not
suspending
a quarter of his
him
salary.
For six. No, that's not. Suspending him for 6 games, again, what does that do? Well, that's like telling me that I can't make the draft picks for the Panthers. I wasn't doing this shit anyways. What is it going to do suspending him for six games?
Well, technically, if he can't perform any ownership functions, doesn't that mean no one gets a check for 6 weeks?
Sign a check?
I can't sign a check. I'm sorry, guys. My hands are tied. No one gets paid. Right.
Whatever. That's a bunch of baloney.
It's so ridiculous. I agree 100% that they should be taking draft picks. But anyway, we snuck that in there at the end. We are finished for this week until we now get suspended again. ESPN suspended.
ESPN hadn't suspended anybody in the past 2 weeks. That's a shocker.
Except
I'm surprised Josina Anderson didn't get suspended for talking about people in the shower.
Yeah, so you had to get it in there. You can't help yourself. You say you don't want to talk about these things.
Golf. We miss golf.
But look, we'll be back. We'll be back next week talking more. We'll be talking week one football. We'll have something to talk about. I will be in North Carolina with Luther, but not really because I'll be 6 hours away because it's kind of a big state. I will be on remote.
I'm
going to be out of bank.
I'll get a replacement for you next week.
Go ahead. I got people. You can do it. So anyway, for Luther Broughton, I'm Micah Warren. We will see everybody next week. Thank you so much for listening. We will check you out again next week on Cheap Shots.
Thanks for being part of the show. Luther and Micah will be here for another edition of Cheap Shots next week. Remember to catch us live every Tuesday at 4 p.m. in the West and 7 p.m. in the East on the Voice America Sports Channel. Let's talk again soon.